I'm going to tell you the tale of two different marketers. The first marketer is one that's constantly overworked, is consistently on the treadmill, is barely keeping up, and is always underappreciated and under-delivering. The other marketer is the one that experiences creativity and freedom in their career to build things that are outside of the norm. They're consistently delivering results, and their team is happy with the work that they're providing. As I speak with many marketers, they consistently feel like they're in one of these two camps. So if you resonate being marketer one, so I'm going to tell you the top five reasons you feel overworked, underappreciated, and constantly afraid that you're going to get fired, and how you can transition into having a more creative and fulfilling career. First, focus on leadership alignment. If you nail alignment with leadership, admittedly, a lot of the other downstream problems typically are able to be way more easily solved. So when you think about what leadership cares about, they want long-term sustainable growth for the business, and they want to actually make an impact on their industry. It's typically what most leaders are constantly thinking through and thinking about. The issue is, there's still today's problems. And if we don't solve today's problems, tomorrow's future will never get here. So the easiest thing I like to recommend is if you go to your leaders with specific problems or specific challenges, come with viable solutions that actually enable your leadership team to have confidence that today's problems will be solved so they can focus on tomorrow's future. The more that leadership has to be pulled back into today, the more they're going to focus on short-term solutions so they can get out of today's problems. Again, the business is pushed forward and leadership can be forward-thinking. So make sure you are solving today's problems with viable solutions and showcasing and enabling your leadership to think long-term towards the future. So as an example, Scrappy ABM as a business has been primarily focused on better operationalizing our business. That's creating SOPs, that's implementing technology, and identifying ways to become exponentially more efficient. We also still have today's goals of hitting our pipeline. So once our pipeline is full, I'm way less stressed about it, and I can focus on bigger, longer term initiatives. But if our pipeline dries up, I come back in and I say things like, where did all of our pipeline go and how do we get it back? If our revenue team came to me and said, hey, our pipeline is starting to dip a little bit, here's what we're gonna do in the short term to get our pipeline back up so that you can continue to focus on the longer term initiatives, I would not come back in and just start to question everything, because they proactively and intentionally came to me when things started to dip. And as a result, I trust that they will take care of it so that I can focus on the longer term, bigger picture. So once you've aligned with leadership, the next big challenge is getting buy-in from sales on the program. What I have often found is that when pipeline is filled, marketing can do a whole lot more of whatever it wants. When pipeline is scarce, we need to focus a lot more on pipeline generation. As I think through how I present things to sales, I think a lot about in the context of where is our pipeline today. So again, a pipeline is full. We can talk about these large brand programs and initiatives that will take 3, 6, 9 months to pay off. Pipeline is empty. We need to focus on re-engagement programs, referral programs, closed loss programs that get pipeline built today so that we as an organization have the breathing room to focus on longer term things. So as you're trying to get buy-in, look at the pipeline, understand the needs for this quarter, align on those needs, and then make sure you've communicated back to leadership that we need consistent goals for a season to build more sustainable programs. The third reason that most B2B marketing programs fail and people hate their careers and feel like they're constantly on a treadmill is they go after a different audience every single campaign. When you think about an empty pipeline, what often happens is we start to just spray and pray. We go after anyone that has possibly ever maybe heard of our brand or might have a problem en masse just to try to refill our pipeline. And the issue here is there's no consistency. If you think about what do we really want to accomplish with most marketing programs, we want our best fit customers to know we exist, to know the problem we solve, and to see us as a viable solution so that when they're ready to buy, they come to us. But again, if we aren't consistent in who we go after, we never actually get to anything past they might know we exist. For context, brand recall, which just means that a company remembers our brand exists and they may know the problem we solve, takes somewhere between 3 to 6 months of consistent interaction and engagement. Most companies only run campaigns or programs towards specific accounts for only 3 to 6 months, expecting them to book a meeting. So if you consistently change up your audience and you go after different accounts every 3 to 6 months, you never get the long-term effect and impact of consistently building your brand in the eyes of your best customers. So as you think about targeting, the main and primary goal should be consistency towards best fit customers. This is the most effective way to ensure you actually get meetings booked with your best customers. The fourth reason is a lack of resources. And this is going to be the hardest one, because admittedly, the answer is work. When you think about it from a business owner's perspective or from an executive's perspective, which is typically who you're trying to get more resources from, their entire job and goal is to steward the resources that have been given to them to generate a return. So most business owners and most business leaders are looking for every dollar they put into something, they would get $3 back, $5 back, $10 back. And if you can end up creating a system through which for every dollar you put in, you get $5 back, of course you would cram as many dollars into that system to then get $5 back for every dollar put in. The issue that I see with most marketers is they aren't thinking in this way about how do I create systems that create significant, scalable, repeatable returns. And I know what you're thinking. I don't have the right resources. I don't have the right technology. I don't have the right people. I don't have the right skill sets. And I hear you. And yet, the most talented marketers that I know had a season where they were under-resourced and they rose to the challenge. They worked extra. They learned new skills. And as a result, they learned how to build repeatable systems that generate returns. So this is how you actually build your career. Is you step into the gap where it is under-resourced, you work extra for a season, build the system, build the machine, and as a result, you will unlock more resources because of the resources that you have created. The last reason, as we think through, is just reporting on the right metrics. So, you know, as I just talked about, you need to be able to generate a return. Well, in order to do that, you have to know what to report out on in order to showcase the impact that you've made. Actually, one of the greatest challenges that I've seen for many marketers is they actually do generate the return that should unlock more resources. They just don't know how to report out on it. And as a result, they don't get more dollars. So as you think through it, make sure that as you build specific programs, every program that you build, every playbook, every campaign, whatever your internal language is, everything you build has a specific tangible goal that is aligned to where the buyer is in their journey. One of the greatest misses that I've seen is people run display ads expecting meetings to be booked. When I say display ads, that means random banner ads to cold audiences that don't know you exist with a call to action that is to book a meeting instantly. If you measure awareness programs on meetings booked, you will constantly fail. If you measure website re-engagement on an account that is your product page or pricing page and your schedule a call page on ad impressions, that is a gigantic miss. People that have been on your product pages, your pricing page, and your scheduled call page should be aimed at booking a meeting. People have not heard of you should be aimed at visiting your website. So what you want to do is you want to align the metrics of success with the program in and of itself, and then also make sure that you are able to communicate the whole program to leadership in context. That way they don't look at each individual playbook and say, why is this not booking meetings? It's because the goal of that playbook or that program or that campaign isn't to book meetings. It's to generate awareness and engagement that educate our buyers so that 3 to 6 months from now, when they're ready, we're their first call. So to tie this all together, I want to tell you the two times in my career where I've been both the overworked, tired marketer and then the marketer that built systems and was able to be creative. My first job as a marketer, I was hired as a solo marketer at a fintech company, and I was given everything. I was given SEO, paid media, content creation, new website management. I was given everything, and I could not decipher what was the most important things to do. So I became a taskmaster that was not able to ever showcase any impact or results. And as a result, I was overworked, underappreciated for the amount of effort that I put in, but I don't blame them. I, to this day, don't know the revenue impact that I was able to make on that organization because I never actually aligned to what the business cared about. I just did all of the tasks that were asked of me because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. In my next job, I learned my lesson and I actually said no to a lot more things, but I wholly and squarely focused on how do I build playbooks and programs that are repeatable in nature using our current resources that will generate engagement, awareness, and pipeline that converts. As a result, I actually ended up working less. I worked every day from 7:30 to 3:30. I got off at 3:30 and I had a greater impact. I actually had more promotions, increases in my income, and it changed my life because I had more freedom and flexibility to be creative both in and outside of work. So as you're thinking about your career, as you're thinking about why your programs fail, don't do every task that's asked of you. Be judicious with your time because it is the limited resource you have to make an impact and ensure that you're building repeatable systems and processes that can consistently and predictably create engagement, pipeline, and revenue. So if you follow this advice, this is not hypothetical. I have 10x'd my income in just 6 years. I have gained respect of my peers. You're watching this video. And 6 years ago, I was struggling to just get my tasks done. So I promise, if you follow this advice, it will enable you to have massive career trajectory, growth, impact, and income increases. Hopefully this is helpful for you. We're gonna create a ton more content just like this. So if you like this video, I'd invite you to like and subscribe, and hopefully send this to a friend that's struggling in their career right now.